friends, all the bands, all the staff. It went off without a hitch. It was amazing. So, like, congrats to Black Throne Productions, to the Northern Tundra Wizards. Congrats to everybody involved. It was an amazing experience. And I know basically everybody there is stoked for next year. So congrats again. It was an amazing time. I got to see Black Absinthe, who I haven't got to see yet. I got to see Sons of Arrakis right up front. It was great. And then after all that, we came back here on Sunday, packed up the car Sunday morning, drove from Dunnville, got to Kingston, quickly showered, and then went to the mansion and set up for Dope Throne. And Dope Throne rocked the mansion hard. Let me tell you, if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. Dope Throne killed it. The Death Wheelers killed it. It was a great, great set. And local act, Under the Influence from Brockville. Always a great time to see. So, it was a weekend full of amazing bands. I saw close to 40 bands in the last 4 days. So 10 bands a day. Not bad. Not bad. So, there'll be lots of media coming from Room Mountain. I'm going to be sharing it on my Instagram page, as well as any audio I will be trying to get on the show here. So, yeah, it was a great time. Spent 3 nights in a field camping. We had one windstorm / thunderstorm, and some tents did get messed up, but everybody woke up in the morning, helped each other out in Tent City, and we got back to partying pretty quick. Everybody was back to being high-spirited and ready to roll again. So I want to give a shout-out to Tent City. I had some great neighbors out there. Everybody was helping each other out. We had a little community area where everybody would gather. It was a great time. Next year, if you can go, I really suggest going. I'll be going. I know Sam and Nathalie from Rift Mountain will be going as well. Maybe we can get a big crew rolling up from Kingston next year. That would be great, and I'd really, really love that. So, again, Rune Mountain, amazing time. And I'll be honest, I'm still kind of coming down from it. I'm like, I'm just in awe of how great everything went and how amazing all the bands were. So, yeah, next year, get out there if you can. Speaking of shows, though, this Friday, we have a show coming up at the Mansion featuring a band from L.A. called the Doom Boys. And they're going to be supported by Pale Horse Ritual and Don't Tell Sarah, as well as one of my favorite local acts, Arachnia. And that's going to be at the Mansion. It's a pretty cheap show at $10. So come out, have some fun, enjoy yourself. It's at the Mansion. It'll be a great time. So we're going to kick it into some tunes from the Doom Boys, Pale Horse Ritual, and Don't Tell Sarah. Unfortunately, Arachnia doesn't have any tunes recorded yet, but we're going to work on that because they need them recorded because they're a great group of folks and play some pretty friggin' awesome music. So we're not going to hear any Arachnia tonight, but they will be at the show on Friday. So first we're going to kick it in to some Doom Boys. We're going to hear The Reaper, The Gift, Out for Blood, and then Forsaken Sons. And then we're going to hear from Pale Horse Ritual with Wickedness, Never Know, Morning Star, and Bad Love. Then we're going to hear from Don't Tell Sarah with Delusive. And we're going to hear Party Animal from Don't Tell Sarah. And then I'll be back for a quick little outro for you guys. So let's get into it. Here's some Doom Boys, Pale Horse Ritual, and Don't Tell Sarah on the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
All right, folks, we're back after some Doom Boys, some Pale Horse Ritual, and some Don't Tell Sarah. So that's going to be the show for this week. Like I said, there's an amazing show coming up with a group from L.A. on Friday at the Mansion, the Doom Boys. They just got off of a tour. They played Ruined Mountain as well, so I can vouch that it is an awesome show. Same with Pale Horse Ritual. They were at Rune, and they're amazing. Paco and the boys really, really kill it, let me tell you. And yeah, Don't Tell Sarah. Just some good old rock and roll, little punky, little heavy. I'm stoked, man. It's going to be a great show. I hope to see some of you there. That's it for me this week. You'll hear from me again next Monday. We'll have a little fun, listen to some music, and hang out. So thanks for tuning in. You guys are all amazing. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Maple Forge on CFRC 101.9 FM. Have a great one, guys.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local EDM artist Yuta Monique. The new track, called Is This Mind Control, showcases Yuta Monique's signature blend of high-energy beats and infectious melodies. The song also captures the spirit of the genre, inviting listeners to move, connect, and get lost in the rhythm. Drawing inspiration from the values of EDM culture, including peace, love, unity, and respect, Yuta Monique's song celebrates the way music brings people of all ages, backgrounds, and identities together in a shared experience of joy and unity. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Is This Mind Control by Yuta Monique on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sins. Oh God, I love that. You make me love that.